This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Tour Coach Podcast. I'm Tony Ruggiero here, as I always am, your host. And you're joining in on what we are now having is the Tour Coach Minis. And those are little 10-minute conversations with myself or Jackson Court, who's going to be hosting some of this. These will be 10-minute conversations and musings from around the world of golf, from around our travels, our friends, our players, other coaches, to give you more Tour Coach, more Dew Sweeper content during the week. We've got some exciting stuff coming up for each and every one of you. If you like what you hear on the podcast, you can always find more content as we're kind of spreading our wings, if you will, with Dew Sweepers TV on YouTube. And there's links to it in our description. Please support the Dew Sweepers and like our page there on YouTube. And to kick all of this off, we've got a great promotion running through Masters Sunday. And if you go onto our YouTube page and subscribe, and on any of the videos in the comment section, you just put hashtag Dew Sweeper TV. That's hashtag Dew Sweeper TV. Or you take a screenshot of this podcast and on Instagram, you tag me at the Dew Sweeper and hashtag Dew Sweeper TV. We're going to sign you up for a drawing on Monday after the Masters for a set of Srixon irons, ZX 4s, 5s, or 7s, 12 gloves of your size, and 12 dozen balls. We're going to do that drawing Monday after the Masters. You can check the links in the description part of this podcast, or for a link to it, go to YouTube TV, type in Dew Sweeper TV, and watch some of the videos, listen to it, put in hashtag Dew Sweeper TV, or hashtag Pro Work, or hashtag Tour Coach, and you will register for the drawing the Monday after the Masters. That's a set of Srixon irons, 12 dozen gloves your size, 12 dozen Srixon golf balls, all to make you play better. And just like the Dew Sweepers radio show or the Tour Coach podcast, the Tour Coach Minis are brought to you by our friends at Srixon Golf, our friends at Bushnell, Buick, GMC, especially Mitch McConnell and McConnell Automotive. And you can't forget Vineyard Vines that keep us all looking good. So enjoy this episode of the Tour Coach Mini. And we're here with all the golf content you could ever want each and every week.
Hanging out with Mason Williams. Talking golf, drinking Modelos. Couple chills in, sixers in. We're doing great. Your insight to golf is always very intriguing to me because you're very introspective.
It's interesting.
You're able to, like, pick apart reasonings and why things influence you when you practice and how they influence you and figure out ways to mousetrap yourself in the right direction. Not many people are like that, and that is a skill I've told you before. It's why I think you are an incredible player, but I think you're going to continue to improve, which is difficult for people to do over long periods of time, especially in professional golf, and that's one of many assets you have as to why I believe in your game. But speaking to what you were just talking about with warming up, because there's a bunch of little things in your practice that influences your play.
Right.
And you were just talking about distance wedges.
Yes. It's like we were just talking about how, at least when I warm up, before I do any like distance wedge work, I always go through a full warm-up to get completely loose. Because when you're on the course playing in any round of golf, you already go through your full warm-up, and it's a completely different wedge swing. Like, when you're warming up through the bag, and you say you might have not stretched that day, and you're just, like, cold, you're never going to hit a full wedge the same distance
Correct.
That you would on the golf course.
And the 60-yard feel might be different than the 60-yard feel.
Completely different.
On the golf course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
those are one of those little Mason nuggets that I always
a lot
really enjoy. What are other nuggets maybe in the past that have stuck with you?
It's a good question. One thing like, always when I putt, you just go through your setup, speed, and then line, and then work from there. So, like, never
go. Set up first.
Right. Always set up. We talked about, like, the T drill with the alignment stick. So, right alignment stick is facing the right edge of the cup.
And then, on a straight six-footer.
Right. So, your setup's always in the same place.
So, then you've got your lines matched for the day, like your eyes with the lines on your putter.
Correct.
Perpendicular stick for your ball position, so the ball is in the same spot every day.
Right.
Hopefully, your eyes are in the same spot every day. Easy test to do there.
Yeah.
So your setup first, then your speed.
Setup first, and then I do my speed. It's kind of weird. We talked about this before too, but I do, if I can do like things at a smaller way, mm-hmm. better. So like when my speed's really good with a 6-footer, like my speed's going to be good with a 40-footer. I think it's easier for me to increase speed throughout everything, like especially mm-hmm. chipping and bunker shots, what we talked about a bunch before. But if I can hit a 6-footer and it goes in the dead bottom of the hole instead of hitting like the back edge or just dripping over the front, like then I have good speed, and I think it's easier for me to increase the speed, so increase the length of stroke to gauge my speed basically. Mm-hmm. So I hit some shorter putts around the hole, like 6-8 feet, and then hit some lag putts, and then basically go do whatever drill I'm doing that day. It's mostly inside.
Any mid-range in between there or no?
Yeah, just throughout. It kind of gets like bigger throughout the
as you go back to the 40.
Right.
Got it.
And then back to short, and then you just go through whatever putting drill you're doing that day. Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, when you hit bunker shots, you like to leave it in the lip
100%.
Your first couple. But you like to hit solid, but don't even get it out of the bunker.
Yeah, that's, I think Aaron Price talked about that a bunch. Old Georgia Southern guy. I shouldn't say old. Georgia Southern guy.
There we go.
A really good player. Great bunker player from Australia. And he was talking, because I'd always struggled.
A big dude that's like a he lives in Jacksonville.
He lives in Jay. He's a real estate agent down here. But we were down playing the Hate, I believe, one year. I forget what golf course we were at, but he came out and he was like, we were struggling hitting, or at least I was struggling hitting like the soft, short bunker shots where it's not really like I need a bunch of spin, but I just needed to come out soft and land mm-hmm. softly. And I couldn't ever land it short of the pin and kind of roll it up to the pin. It was always flying past and then spinning. And he was like, just hit it, try to hit it a foot and a half. Like, literally try to hit this 6 yards max and leave it in the bunker. And I was like, okay. And I would hit it, and it would fly on the edge of the green and, like, roll to the hole. Mm. And I was like, that makes perfect sense. So ever since then, it's every time you go into the bunker, or even with chip shots, but every time you go into the bunker, I try to hit it, like you said, solid, but still shorter than what you need to. Because I think, for me at least, increasing speed is easier than starting off with a ton of speed and then working your way back.
100%. A lot of people are like that, especially when you go on the golf course and you've got a tweener wedge or a tweener nine. It's easier to increase speed than slow down or take things off, which is what we've talked about with your full swing. When Tony was down for the pro retreat in December at Atlantic Beach Country Club with a bunch of studs, and like your tendency with your full swing is to get your chest like moving too far horizontally in the backswing, and instead of trying to not let that recenter as your first move, the precursor was getting your chest centered in the backswing, and then it made it easier going through it at speed
100%.
Instead of trying to slow your chest down and transition. And so it's cool to see the same thing match up from putting to bunkers to even chipping, and then with your full swing, and tie that in with how you're talking about like the 8 irons and wedges.
Yeah.
Come on, give me another good nugget.
I would have to think for a little while. But like we were talking about a little bit earlier as well, we just kind of started doing this, but when I warm up, just starting with like the 100-yard 8 iron to help the chest feel, because I have, like you said, tendency to kind of slide my chest. And I find it it's been difficult in the past for me to keep really centered and just rotate, because I want to move horizontally throughout the ball. That's how I feel like I got power. But I was super inconsistent. So instead of just starting out with like hitting these little flippy 50-yard wedges, where in my case, I tend to just hit it with my arms basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that promotes basically me swinging my arms and my golf swing as well, and having my chest kind of fly all over the place. So a good way to pretty much fix that issue was to start off hitting like chippy 100-yard 8-irons where I just felt like my chest stayed super centered the entire time, and I was hitting a longer club, so it was easier for me to feel really structured and hit these like really flighted 8-irons and then progressively get like a little bit longer until it's going whatever 150 yards and then moving back to wedges, because I just felt like I was more stable, more centered, and it was easier for me to have a better feel like throughout the day.
Yeah. What's going to be the next big jump or nugget that you need for practicing to make your game a little bit better? Is there an area in which you're lacking feel and awareness and consistency?
Yeah, I feel like I need to do a better job of, especially when I practice short game, of doing more like up and down contests instead of practicing chipping and putting separately, because it's really easy to, especially if you're doing like a compass drill from 4 to 6 feet, it's very easy to get into a rhythm of making a 4-foot stroke, right? Mm-hmm. And like keep going around the circle, like it kind of becomes second nature and where you're not even really thinking about it. But when you hit a chip to 6 feet and then have to make that 1 6-footer versus you're making whatever 12 6-footers to finish the drill, like those are two different putts, because if you're doing the putting drill and you miss the 6-footer, nothing really happens. You just go to the next one. Like there's no real, nothing really happens. So that's probably,
and you're staying in the feel of putting,
right? You're not changing. Like
right.
Another good nugget. Like, well, here we go. And when you're doing like a 4-foot, 6-foot drill, something like that, in between hit some like 40-footers and have to say, so I had, my favorite drill to do is the compass drill. So 4 sections of tees from 4 to 6 feet, 4, 5, 6, have to make them all in a row before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Say after you finish the 4-foot drill, you hit, you map to 2-putt from 30 plus feet 5 times. So that way you're hitting a bunch of putts, and then go finish the 5-foot drill, have to 2-putt from 40 plus feet 5 times. And if you don't do it 5 times, then you have to go back and start over with the 4-foot drill.
How about that? That's really good.
There you go.
There's a Mason
off the
nugget.
Cuff.
It's a new one.
Yeah, I haven't done. Never done that before.
Well, we're doing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
What about the driver?
I don't know. Driver's always been kind of weird because it's at such a full speed that it feels like the same feel all the time. But when I'm on the golf course, I'm kind of different because I like see a shot and then fit into whatever shot that is. I'm not like a guy that brings his golf swing to the golf course. I kind of let the golf course determine what shot I'm going to hit.
That's why you're good.
So, well, I don't know. But it's just, I think I could do a better job of, like, assessing that beforehand. And then, especially after, one thing that's hard for me is whenever we finish a lesson and I go play, I want to take like whatever we worked in that lesson and just work on that on the golf course instead of kind of flipping the switch and then playing golf with that in the back of your mind. Mm-hmm. That's an issue I get into a little bit too. So, and
it's a subject people are going to hear on this a lot in the next however long, because it's been just this nail right in my forehead about transferring things to the golf course.
Right.
Because that jump is difficult. And I'm curious if maybe when you're on the range, you hit a driver and you have to hit a wedge.
Yeah,
and then 100%. You have to hit a driver and then you have to hit an 8. Or like basic random practice. Or you do the stuff where people are very visual, like you know the golf course, and you, instead of hitting drivers, you're hitting those tee balls.
Right.
Simple, but applicable.
Yeah, 100%. And like at our practice facility at Southern, we have kind of white poles that go down the middle, and then there's trees on both sides and a bunch of random targets. And a good drill is to, like, you can basically go from either side of the tee box and shape it into the poles or away from the poles, like, however you want to do. And I don't know. I feel like practicing that way is a lot better for me just because, kind of like I said before, I see the shot and then try to create that shot versus, like, having a stock swing and then just making that work wherever I'm at. I can't really do that.
Yep.
So.
And you're hitting fades with your driver.
I am. It's been awesome. It's been like one of the better switches that we've made.
Draws with irons, fades with drivers.
Yeah.
Chip ins, make the putt, golf season.
Yeah, that should be the podcast name. That's golf season.
All right, thanks, Mace.
Of course. Thank you, bro.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero. And look, recently, several teachers I know and several players have had some scares with skin cancer. In fact, I recently went and saw a dermatologist here in town, and I had a couple things frozen off, eyelid, my face, my earlobe, and not getting any younger. And I know it's getting to that time of the season where it's cooler, but look, being in the sun is a real deal, and I've not been very good, to be totally honest, my whole career using it at all because I didn't like how greasy it was, how hard it was to get off your hands, how it clogged up my pores. And then I found this sunscreen, Visor Skincare. It's clear, it goes on, it doesn't dry you out, it isn't greasy, it's like you didn't put anything on. By far, it's the best sunscreen I've ever used, without a doubt, is the easiest to use. And we've got a discount code for all of you. All you have to do is go to visorskincare.com, is use our code word, DewSweeper. Visorskincare.com, code word, DewSweeper. I just want to remind everybody something that I forgot. Recently, a couple weeks ago, my wife and I went out. We went to a wedding, and afterwards, with some friends, we were like, hey, where's a great place to go? I'll be honest, like, in my travels and day-to-day, sometimes I get caught up and I forget some of the great places right around the corner. But I got to remind you about the Icebox Bar on 755 Monroe Street. I was blown away by just the whole vibe, the atmosphere, and with the Velvet Pig, the food in the back room, and the big screen TVs up front. We sat there and watched some playoff games. I was blown away by the atmosphere, the vibe, and just how cool it was to have the Icebox Bar right here near the DewSweepers downtown, near where I live. You're looking for a great place to go sit, watch some games, hang out, play some pool. You got to go to the Icebox Bar right there on Monroe Street. There's a good chance you'll see all of us hanging out. But do yourself a favor. Go visit the Icebox. It's one of the best places out there.